is Vincent Mercogliano. Vincent, thanks for giving us some time today. Obviously, some stunning news today with the Rangers announcing the departures of John Davidson and Jeff Gordon. What's been the immediate reaction in New York to the moves?
Well, it's been chaotic. I can tell you guys that. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. I mean, even if they were going to make any changes, it would have, I think anybody would have told you, been after the season concluded. The Rangers only have 3 games left. They'll be done after Saturday. But even beyond that, I mean, I don't think anybody saw changes coming, because the Rangers have undergone this rebuild in the last 2 years. By most accounts, it's been going quite well. They just missed out on the playoffs this year, but they're going to finish, it looks like, 5th in a really tough division. They've accumulated so much young talent. They're going to finish with a winning record. They seem like they're on the upswing right now. And Jeff Gordon, in particular, the GM, is the guy who has orchestrated this rebuild. He's the guy that's accumulated a lot of these draft picks and assets that are now just starting to break into the roster in the last year or so. And then John Davidson is a guy who has ties that go back. You know, he was a goaltender for the team. He was a broadcaster for the team. He was hired less than 2 years ago, and at the time it was considered a stabilizing move and that he could be here for quite some time. So this is really shocking in a lot of different ways.
You know, there's reports that the statement that was released yesterday had something to do with it. There were reports that ownership was looking to make this move anyways, regardless of he said, she said, or what the outcome in. You talk about the shocking surprise. Is this just a matter of fact that these two weren't following orders, and owners pay a lot of money, can do whatever the hell they want with their franchises?
Well, obviously this is a decision from ownership, but there's still a lot of questions to be answered as far as exactly what went into this decision. There's a couple things to it. Now, you mentioned the statement on Tuesday. There's been rumors about whether that was universally thought to be a good idea, you know, internally within the organization. I have not been able to confirm that. I've actually been told that, you know, I think there was somewhat of a universal front, and I know that the organization was very disappointed with the fact that the league did not suspend Tom Wilson after the incident on Monday night that left Artemi Panarin injured. So I've been told so far that that is not what caused this. Now, the timing is peculiar. There's no doubt about it. But I have been told now by multiple sources that this was something that owner James Dolan had been considering definitely before Tuesday. I think the fact that the Rangers didn't make the playoffs, even though a lot of people, I don't think, expected them to make the playoffs, and John Davidson in particular has really preached patience. They felt like next year was the year when maybe their window to contend would start to open. I've been told that ownership was getting impatient. It's been, you know, you can count the bubble if you want last year when they got swept in 3 games by the Hurricanes as a playoff appearance. But, you know, that was a 2014 tournament. That wasn't a regular playoff format. So in reality, it's been 4 years since the Rangers have been in the playoffs. I don't think anybody expected them to be in the playoffs this year, or, you know, if they would have made the playoffs, it would have been a good story, but their division was so difficult that I personally did not see that happening. But it sounds to me, from what I'm hearing, that James Dolan, the ownership group, was getting impatient and made somewhat of a hasty decision to pull the plug on this thing right now, as far as Davidson and Gordon are concerned, which, again, is really shocking, because if you would have asked me yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, I would have told you that I thought that those guys would be here for at least a few years more.
Right. It does feel like a bit of moving the goalposts a little bit. Now, was there understanding that, hey, they wanted to make progress? Sorry, that it was intended that they should make progress this season, right? Because I can understand if you lay out the goals for the season for your management group to say, hey, I expect to make the playoffs and you're not trending towards making it there, then okay, your performance related, that makes sense. But were the goalposts moved during the season and then to reflect back upon it and say this is a disappointing year?
It was such a roller coaster of a year for the Rangers. I know a lot of teams dealt with a lot of different things with COVID ongoing, but the Rangers had so much off the ice drama. They had the incident with Tony DeAngelo in the beginning of the season. They had the incident where Artemi Panarin had to take a leave of absence for the whole ordeal with the Russian article that came out. He missed a bunch of time. They were really inconsistent in the first half of the season, which was disappointing, I think, in a lot of ways. But then they caught fire from mid-March, like right around the time Panarin returned, through April. they, for a 25-game stretch, were 16-6-3. So they were riding pretty high. They were playing really well. And then they had kind of worked their way where, you know, they were on the outside of the playoff picture looking in, but they had a chance. And then they had that two-game series with the Islanders last Thursday and Saturday, and that was ugly for them. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They got shut out in both games. It was really a disappointing performance in a lot of ways. It really put a sour note on what had otherwise been a lot of positive things that had gone on in the season. And it's raised a lot of questions about the Rangers, the way the roster is built. They've accumulated a lot of young, skilled guys, finesse guys, some might call them, but they don't really play that well when the ice gets harder to come by, when against an aggressive forechecking team like the Islanders or like the Hurricanes were in the bubble last year. Those more physical teams seem to give the Rangers trouble, which I think has raised questions about, you know, is this roster built to contend in a playoff type setting? But, you know, if you look at where they're at right now, they have a lot of room to maneuver going into next season. They have so many young players that are still developing that are just starting to break into the roster. They have a lot of prospects that are still coming. I think most people would tell you their prospect pool is one of the two or three best in the whole league. And they're looking at roughly $27 million in cap space this summer. So they were able, they were going to be in a position where they were going to be able to balance out that roster, add, especially in the middle. I think they were really going to be looking for a center to add to the team this offseason. So they were positioned so well that this move just, it doesn't really make a lot of sense when you look at it objectively, because Gorton had built this thing up and he was just on the verge of getting them to the point where they could maybe get over that hump and become a playoff team. And now the plug is pulled on it. And you know, whether the goalposts were moved or not, I don't know what Dolan's expectations were when the season started, but I know that me, myself, and then talking to people in the organization, a lot of people felt like this was not a playoffs or bust kind of year, that was more likely to be next season.
Was that ever communicated? I mean, you said you felt it, other people in hockey felt it. Was that ever communicated by ownership that this was a playoff or bust year, you know, or they were expecting, you know, something different?
No, as a matter of fact, we asked that question in the preseason during training camp, and John Davidson pretty flatly said, no, I'm not going to put that expectation on us. We just want to see improvement. We want to see development. We want to see progress. And I think a lot of people would argue that you saw that. So it was never communicated to us that it was playoffs or bust. You know, the coach David Quinn said, of course, we want to make the playoffs, but you never heard that as like, you know, this season will be a failure if we don't make the playoffs. Maybe ownership felt that way, but, you know, we don't really talk to ownership. It's not, they're not, James Dolan, for the most part, when it comes to the Rangers, the Knicks are a little bit of a different story. But when it comes to the Rangers, he's very much been in the background. And if you look at the last decade or plus, he really has allowed management to sort of operate and do its thing without meddling. Now, this is the first instance that I've seen, especially since I've been covering the team, where he sort of stepped in and really shook things up. And now the question is, where do they go from here? Because they had appeared to a lot of people to be somewhat of a stable organization. They had a plan in place, and now we're in a position where we don't know what the plan is.
Vincent Mercogliano joining us from USA Today Sports. Maybe you got information on this, maybe you don't. I'm curious what Mark Messier's role is in all this. And he was on New York Radio Today on the YES Network already, and you know, gave some rather bold statements of that he's available to work if he needs to be, and that he gave his opinion on what the roster construction is. Where does he fit in all this, or does he fit in at all?
That's an interesting question. You know, I've heard his name brought up, and obviously he has expressed the fact that he would like to be involved, but I don't know if that's something that ownership wants, quite frankly. They do have a history of incorporating former players into their front office structure. I mean, Chris Drury, who's taking over now as team president and general manager, he's a guy that was a team captain, and they've kind of brought him along. He very much worked hand in hand with Jeff Gorton. And now actually the Rangers officially put out a release while we were on the phone. And it says Chris is a very sought after executive and a strong leader who has proven himself to be one of the top young minds in hockey. We are confident he will effectively guide the team to ensure the long-term success we promised Rangers fans. So that sounds like they plan on letting Drury call the shots. We'll have to see. I've asked whether he's going to be an interim type GM or whether this is his job for the foreseeable future. That kind of makes it sound like the latter, but we'll see. As far as Messier, I don't know. I can tell you that they already do have guys like Adam Graves is involved, Brian Leach is involved, so it definitely wouldn't shock me if Messier gets involved, but I have not heard anything definite on that.
When it comes to Drury, and you know the sample size isn't one of being a GM, but his reputation as an honest player and was a very, very good player, you know, for that matter, what is your take on, you know, not only what the Rangers are saying about him, but your opinion on what he could do and what he could bring to this organization now that he gets thrust into the spotlight? And I guess the other part of that is he ready for it?
Well, I think he's ready. Other teams have interviewed him in the last year or so, and he actually took his name out of consideration. In February, the Rangers promoted him from assistant general manager to associate general manager. I don't know if that really changed his day-to-day responsibilities very much, but that was a clear signal that they wanted to keep him in the organization, that they think very highly of him, and that they were, in some ways, concerned that he might leave. So I think that they feel like he's ready for this opportunity for sure. Again, other teams clearly did because he was being interviewed for GM positions even prior to this. So now we'll see what, you know, what this has in store. Again, for me, the question was, is this an interim thing? Or are they going to interview other people this offseason, or is this his title to run with? Again, the statement they just put out says that makes it sound like it could be his job moving forward, but we still need to ask that question and find out for sure if that's what the Rangers plan on doing. But I can tell you that he's an experienced guy in the sense that he has really been involved with every decision that they have made in the last 5 or 6 years, and increasingly so in the last year or two. He's also been the Met general manager and kind of overseen the operation for their AHL team in Hartford, Connecticut. So they've been grooming him for some kind of an expanded opportunity. But to me, I just didn't see when Gorton might step down. Gorton's only 52 years old. It's not like he was a guy that you figured might retire soon. So I was a little curious when they made the move to keep Drury around, like, what's the end game? And now we clearly see it. But I don't know if he knew or had any indication that this type of thing was coming. But I do know that the Rangers, for a while, have thought very highly of him.
He is Vince Mercogliano. Follow him on Twitter, at VZMercogliano. Great work with USA Today. Vince, thanks a lot for giving us some time, man. I'm sure it's a busy day for you, too.
Very busy, but no problem, guys.
You can follow him again, at VZMercogliano. Man, what a...